God morning to you. High value. Living from one day to the next brings us into relationship with both things and people. The inevitable consequence of these two interactions is that we have to ascribe value to each thing and each person with whom we have relationship. If we are perfectly honest, some things we value less than others, and some people we value less than others. Some things we place a high value on, and some people we place a high value on. In fact, the value assigned to things and people is ultimately left up to each individual. And invariably, that value can change relative to the same thing or person over time. Even when instructed by our elders from an early age about the things we should place a high value or low value upon, we still reserve the right to determine for ourselves if we will always ascribe the same value to particular things or people as we may have been taught. Or, to say it another way, our values may differ significantly from our parents or grandparents. And I believe we can agree that evidence of the value shift between generations is quite clear. However, when we come into the knowledge of the saving grace of the gospel, become a born-again believer, and the Holy Spirit takes up residence within us, the Holy Spirit should make it possible for the saints of God to follow the guidelines clearly laid out in the Word of God to determine the value we ascribe to things and people. For the believer, our goal is to learn to ascribe the same value to things and people that God does. And it's a learning process. Sometimes a slow and painful learning process, especially when we are unwilling to submit our ways and thoughts to the ways and thoughts of God. A peek at several examples in the Word will illustrate some of the things God places a high value upon, and then check ourselves to see if we value these things as highly as God. God places a high value on people, all people. We see that in the very familiar passage, John 3:16, but also in 2 Peter 3:9 that reads, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God places a high value on the relationship between husband and wife. Ephesians 5:25. "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her." Or Ephesians 5:22, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." God places a high value upon the relationship between parents and children also. In Ephesians 6:1-3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." That's Ephesians 6:4. God places a high value upon himself, according to Deuteronomy 6:5. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Surely you are thinking of other scriptures, but the real question is whether or not you show by your actions that you place the same high value that God does on what he does.